Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This year was an out-and-out disaster. Can't argue that. But you know what? I hired him for a reason. He's never had that young coach, that young quarterback. And at some point, I have to have convictions in my belief. I believed in Brian Daboll. I hired him for a reason. I hired Joe Shane for a reason. I believe in these two guys. And whether it's the first year with Brian Daboll and now the last draft with Joe Shane, they've shown me enough where I'm tired of giving up on my belief after a couple of years. I made a decision, and I'm sticking with it because I believe in it. Like, I don't think that's a crazy thought process. Like, we've gone through, it was 2 years of Ben McAdoo, I had to fire him. 2 years of Pat Shurmur, I had to fire him. 2 years of Joe Judge, I had to fire him. We've been going through coaches. It hasn't worked for me. It hasn't worked for the franchise. And I hired these guys for a reason. And they were in good standing around the NFL for a reason. And despite the lack of success the last 2 years, I still believe in them, and I'm going to stand firm on my decision-making and thought process for the first time in the last three times. I don't think that's crazy, and I would have rather have heard that than just, oh, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's not been good, and I can't even tell you things are going good. I can't even tell you I believe. I can't even tell you like that the roster's better. I can't tell you this. I can't tell you that, but I'm, you know, I still kind of believe in them. And then you just juxtapose that against the confidence that the GM shows. Like, listen to some of the quotes from Joe Shane when asked about, like, a playoff mandate. Because, obviously, Mara, they were asked, does he need to win? Well, my patience is running thin, and, I better be in a better mood next year than I am this year. Like, he's as much as he's bringing him back, he's showing very little faith and very little confidence in the idea of them doing a good job or moving forward with them, despite bringing them back. Like, it felt like there was hardly any confidence, that it was just about the idea of, you know, sometimes you can't just continue to make changes and we need some stability in the organization. That's the biggest thing John Mara said, really, and the biggest reason he gave, and yet Joe Shane talks like he'd had no doubt.
No. Again, we got to continue to build it the right way, and if we have a really good roster and, you know, you get close, and again, I think John said it to you guys earlier, you know, progress. And we're at three wins. We didn't make progress in the direction we wanted to this year, and it's not good enough, and it starts with me, and I understand that.
But I want to play that again because I want to the question was, do you have a playoff mandate?
No. Again, no. We got to continue to build it the right way.
Yeah. No, I don't. And then he talks about playoff mandates as if that John Mara would be foolish to give him one.
To have an ultimatum, you make the playoffs or you don't, that gets in a little bit of the question earlier, like, if you know, that changes things, but that's not it. Like, John believes in the people in the building and Steve, and, you know, they're giving us the ability to, you know, to build it the right way.
Yeah, he believes in us. He believes in us. Well, he spent 20 minutes talking like he didn't believe much in you. No. Playoff mandate. And honestly, I mean, listen, maybe that'll change things. He's not going to, it's so starkly different. And maybe, listen, he's just trying to project confidence. I don't know. And I wish the owner would have done it on some level. Because, again, I'd rather be wrong than, and I'm not calling John Mara ignorant or this decision ignorant, but I'd rather be wrong than indecisive. I'd rather have the owner just tell me this was the decision, this is the thought process, and I believe in it deeply, as opposed to, I don't know. I hope I'm doing the right thing. We'll find out. Like, that doesn't instill confidence, and it makes me open it up to the worst-case scenario, which is the idea of getting a young quarterback and moving on from Joe Shane and Brian Daboll then. In a year, because you don't win within a very difficult schedule in a very difficult division with a young quarterback. That seems like a recipe for disaster with the young quarterback, and the Giants have done it. You don't have to go back too far. Daniel Jones, the last franchise quarterback they had. They changed coaches on him after year one, after a promising year one with Pat Shurmur's offense. You don't bring in Brian Daboll because he helped develop Josh Allen to never give him a quarterback, then give him one possibly, and then take it away after a year. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. And I just wish the owner made me feel a little bit more like he had some real confidence in his decision-making.